Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 31st, 2019. 160 years ago today, London's Big Ben went into operation. When completed in 1859, its clock was the largest and most accurate four-faced striking and chiming clock in the world. Joko and Klaas vs. ProSieben is a TV show taped in Berlin in which the two entertainers compete against employees of the ProSieben TV station. In the first edition on Tuesday, Joko Winterscheid and Klaus Häufer Umlauf won 15 minutes of airtime for free usage, and they used them the next day to place the topics of sea rescue, right-wing extremism, and homelessness in prime time. Contrary to its announcement that the program could only be seen live and once, the station then decided to make the show available afterward. Joko and Klaus began the 15 minutes by saying that while they could do nonsense, there are a few people who have more to say than both of them, stating, quote, people who have a message and, quotes, topics that deserve more attention. Then, in the darkened studio with only one chair, three people had their say one after the other. Sea-Watch Captain Pia Klemp from Bonn spoke for about 5 minutes about sea rescue in the Mediterranean, which is, quote, the deadliest border in the world. She addressed the issue of the migration defense of the Nobel Peace Prize laureate, EU, and talked about a ship which she had sailed to rescue 14,000 refugees from distress at sea, but which now has been confiscated. Dieter Puhl, who led the Protestant railway station mission at the Bahnhof Zoo in Berlin for 10 years, spoke about homelessness in Germany and the prejudices of many people against the homeless. He called on viewers to talk to homeless people whenever possible. And the author Birgit Lohmeier, who comes from Hamburg but moved to the countryside and now lives in Jammel in Mecklenburg, spoke about her life with neo-Nazis as neighbors and how she was threatened and how her barn had been burned. The reactions to the broadcast were overwhelmingly positive, and many said they were touched. Quote, probably the best 15 minutes German TV has ever offered, was one reaction. Others accused Joko and Klaus of, quote, left-wing populism. Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the left has reported to the RBB that the Berlin Social Administration has received permission for a homeless count from the Data Protection Commissioner after all data protection concerns could be removed. Originally, a multilingual app was to be used for the homeless count, which could have been used to communicate with homeless people in a foreign language. However, this was also not possible for reasons of data protection. According to Breitenbach, volunteers could theoretically have stored the collective data on their private mobile devices. In contrast, the Data Protection Commissioner had no reservations when counting with a folding board, a piece of paper, and a pen. The count is to be carried out on one day in the second half of the year by students. Breitenbach added that they are now starting concrete talks with the universities, and the survey will ask questions about the age, marital status, country of origin, and how long people have been living on the streets. The Senate hopes that the count will provide a better overview of the situation of the homeless. It is estimated that between 4,000 and 10,000 people live on the streets of the capital. Some statistics on the number of homeless people staying in Berlin also provide clues about medical treatment. According to figures published by Caritas, last year, almost 8,700 people were treated outside the regular health system. A window at the SPD Citizens Office of Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel was damaged, and now police are investigating for damage to property. A witness alerted the officers on Wednesday night, and the damage indicates that a stone was thrown. The perpetrator or perpetrators remain unknown. It's not the first time Geisel's office was damaged. In July of 2018, it was attacked with paint. In addition, paving stones had also been thrown into a window. For the second time within a few days, a piece of forest caught fire in Muggelheim. Via Twitter, the fire brigade reported that about 10,000 square meters of the forest was burning. 50 firefighters and several fire trucks were deployed. The cause of the fire is still unclear, but by noon, the fire was under control. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.